This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F like Frank, N like November, E-Y, fax 989-607-6875, regarding Ruth Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y, date of birth 5-1 of 1943. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Story with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 30th of 2024. She had a stroke last October, and since that time, she really hasn't been eating well at all, and her weight is down 45 pounds between home scales and the scales here in 6 months. She does see an oncologist and a cardiologist on a routine basis, in addition to seeing nephrology due to the chronic kidney disease. And kidney function has worsened this year, going from 1.87, 1.85 creatinine up to 2.06 in March, and then most recently, June 5th, 2.05 creatinine with a GFR of 24. She's not having any symptoms other than the poor appetite, which is most likely secondary to the recent stroke, she believes. And she has been trying to eat more since she knows that she's losing weight without trying. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. And she does elevate her legs and tries to follow a low-salt diet to treat the edema. No palpitations. She has the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Blood pressure has been stable when checked at home. Blood sugars, she does check them at home, usually in the morning, and they're in the 150 to 170 range when she checks them. And home blood pressures are usually 120, occasionally 130, 140 when checked at home, she reports. Medications. I want to highlight the Lasix. It's 10 milligram daily with potassium chloride, 8 mil equivalent daily. Also, Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 100 milligram twice a day. Amarodione, 100 milligram daily. Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Jardiance is 25 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight was 130 pounds. Pulse is 98. Blood pressure 130 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate of 98 today. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Now she has 2-plus pedal edema halfway up both lower legs, slightly cool skin, erythematous in color, capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done June 5th, 2025. Creatinine is 2.05, GFR 24. Electrolytes are normal. Sodium is 139, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus was 2.2, hemoglobin 11.8, normal platelets, normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient has been getting her lab studies done every 3 months. We have asked her to try to get them monthly at times, but she has difficulty getting to the lab to get those done. So minimally, we want them done every 3 months, ideally every month. Two, the patient, two, is diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. 4, recent use of oral ibuprofen for joint pain. And I've encouraged her to stop this at this time since we know that this worsens kidney function, and she will substitute Tylenol for that ibuprofen that she's been taking daily. Maximum dose of Tylenol should be no more than 2,000 milligram in 24 hours. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice within 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.